We're going to turn our attention to the Word of God and read and think about Psalm number 111, 111, which shouldn't be too difficult to remember. So if anything sticks in your mind, there are 150 Psalms, and sometimes you think there is a verse in the Psalms that has, you know, you'd like to be able to quote or refer back to, and you never quite remember which psalm it was. Douglas Craig and I were looking for a psalm the first week of Reflect this term, and we could remember that it was one of the psalms that had a three in it. And we did eventually find it, but not quite where we'd expected. But 111 is perhaps the second easiest psalm to remember the number of. Number one itself might be easier, but 111 is fairly simple to remember. We're going to celebrate the Lord's Supper tonight, as you know, and that was first shared by Jesus with his disciples as part of the Passover festival. Remember, it was part of at the Passover that Jesus went up to Jerusalem, because that was an appropriate symbolic time for the Lamb of God, who was going to take away the sin of the world, to be sacrificed on the day when the Passover lamb was sacrificed or slaughtered in preparation for that festival that was a reminder or a reenactment of Israel's exodus from slavery in Egypt. And it is thought that this psalm we're about to read, 111, and we're going to sing it later on, this psalm was sung on the occasion of the Passover festival. And you can see some of the connections if you just glance through it before we read it. It says in verse 9, he set his people free. Or if you have a different translation, he redeemed his people. So connotations there of freedom from slavery, which of course was the background to the Exodus story. He set his people free. Further up in verse 7b, the second half of verse 7, all his commands are dependable. And of course, as soon as the folks came out of slavery in Egypt, they went to Mount Sinai, where they received the Ten Commandments and the rest of the law. In verse 6 as well, it talks about how he gave them the lands of foreigners, because having received the law and spent their years in the wilderness, they crossed the Jordan into Canaan and